charged in December 2018 a 56-year-old Lamont man who was facing sex-related felony charges involving a juvenile in Marshall changed his plea in court this week. A probable cause statement says a juvenile female told authorities that Tommy Joe Hotzenpiller inappropriately touched her in the parking lot of Marshall High School on the night of November 30, 2018. Hotzenpiller was a teacher in the Marshall Public School System who reportedly was terminated in October 2018 and was trespassing during the incident. According to online court documents, during the hearing on Monday of this week, Hotzenpiller withdrew his original not guilty plea and pleaded guilty to a Class D sex-related felony, a Class E felony for sexual contact with a student, and a misdemeanor for trespassing. Court documents also say the Missouri Board of Probation and Parole is ordered to conduct an investigation and file a written report prior to the sentencing date. Hotzenpiller's sentencing hearing is scheduled to be held at 2 p.m. on October 28th at Saline County Circuit Court. You can read specific details on the charges with the posting of this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and our Facebook page. The Parents as Teachers program will offer free developmental screenings for children age 3 months to 5 years again today at the Pettis County Early Childhood Cooperative at 2255 South Ingram Avenue in Sedalia. A news release says screenings are by appointment only, and eligible children must be residents of Pettis County and not yet in kindergarten. And the areas to be screened include speech, vision, hearing, language, readiness, and motor skills. There are also is a health questionnaire to schedule an appointment, or for more information, you can call the co-op at 660-827-8955. An area school district will be dismissing students early again today, according to text messages. Due to air conditioning problems at Beaker Middle School, Marshall Public Schools will be dismissing students at 12:30 this afternoon. The Marshall Municipal Utilities Board of Public Works is scheduled to meet today. According to the agenda, the board is scheduled to discuss a solid waste district grant and a fueling station on North Benton Avenue. The board also is scheduled to hear reports from several departmental supervisors and directors. There also could be a closed executive session held during the meeting to discuss legal, real estate, sealed proposals, public safety, first response, and/or personnel matters. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 8:30 this morning in the board meeting room at the MMU office building at 75 East Morgan Street. An American Red Cross blood drive is scheduled to be held in Pettis County today. According to a news release, the drive is scheduled to be held from noon to 5 p.m. at the Sedalia Parks and Recreation Department at 1500 West 3rd Street. The public is invited to an informational meeting about Bothwell Lodge State Historic Site today. In a news release from the Missouri State Parks, representatives from the site will be available at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Bothwell Lodge Gift Shop to provide information about the site and to answer questions. During this time, the public is invited to share comments and ask questions about the site and its operations. Regularly scheduled tours of the lodge also will be available. Bothwell Lodge is located at 19349 Bothwell State Park Road in Sedalia. For more information about the public information meeting, you can call the lodge at 827-0510. KMMO News Time is 635. Evelyn Brooks, age 98, of Glasgow, died Wednesday. Funeral arrangements are pending at Fremont Free's funeral home in Glasgow. Mass of Christian burial for 72-year-old Sherry Osborne of Sedalia, who died Friday, will be held at 10 a.m. today at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Sedalia. Burial will follow at Crown Hill Cemetery. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 88-year-old Danley Walker of Glasgow, who died Tuesday, will be held at 1 p.m. today at Fremont Free's funeral home in Glasgow, where visitation begins at noon. Burial will follow at Higbee City Cemetery. Memorial service for 69-year-old George Roby Sr. of Sweet Springs, who died Tuesday, will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Sweet Springs. Interment with military rites will be held at 3 p.m. tomorrow at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. funeral service for 86-year-old Charles Vernon Langer of Wooldridge, who died Tuesday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday at Pleasant Grove Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Burial will follow at Pleasant Grove Lutheran Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.